Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, make that the forecast for today. It's going to be rain with a high near 48 degrees. Rain should be off and on today, it looks like, so we may not get as much as earlier predicted. In Kenosha right now, the temperature reading, we go and look at the numbers, and we find out it is 44. 46 still in Burlington, 44 in Milwaukee, 44 degrees in Racine. The Racine County Sheriff's Department indicates that a 26-year-old woman from East Troy had to go to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. It was from a one-vehicle crash into a utility pole in the 7400 block of Highway 83 in the town of Waterford. This was just before daybreak Sunday. Vehicle was found upside down in a field. The pole was on top of it, and live wires, power lines, were down touching the vehicle. The woman, not wearing a safety belt at the time, ended up halfway outside of the car, trapped by the situation. We Energies first had to come in, disconnect the power before the fire rescue personnel could get to that victim. A news release indicates it was speed and alcohol did not appear to be factors in that crash. Earlier in the morning Sunday, just before 12:30, in fact, or just after 12:30, there was a fire to a two-story home in Racine at 2408 Carmel Avenue. Caused about $40,000 worth of damage. Fire Department news release says cause is still under investigation, but it did start in a first-floor bedroom. No one the home at the time. First arriving crews said there was heavy flames on the front of the house, but around the porch area, homes on either side of that burning structure were evacuated as a precaution. Last year on Wisconsin roads, 9 people died, more than 1,100 were injured. Work zone crashes in the state. The orange barrel season is starting to roll out, has been in fact for a number of areas already in Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, all over southeast Wisconsin and the state. You got to be watching out for those highway workers, though, and there are plenty of them out there. State Patrol Inspector Tom Tweedy says safety in the work zones literally now in the hands of drivers.
Work zones can be a real challenge to navigate. They often involve narrow lanes and uneven pavement, so it really requires a driver's full attention. Highway workers are especially vulnerable, but most deaths and injuries in work zone crashes involve motorists traveling through those zones.
He also indicates that when you approach or enter a work zone, you should be expecting traffic to be slowing down. A lot of people are not paying attention sometimes, and that's how you get rear-end crashes. Fines are double in the work zones. They're all designed to protect those highway workers, but also to encourage people to comply with the traffic laws. Racine County Highway MM is going to be reconstructed in the near future between Highways 31 and 38. The intersection of 38 and Northwestern Avenue, that's going to be shifted to a little bit to the west and redone, as efforts are underway also now to make sure Old Mill Road nearby is totally repaved, not just a part of it as with the DOT contract. Public Works Committee talked about it recently. City Engineer John Rooney explaining the road, which is in the city, ties into moving that intersection to the west because the reason for that is the nearby bridge is going to be replaced in a few years. Rooney noting that the street was up for a public hearing a few years ago. Council, though, ultimately took it off the project list. City project in concert with the county, the result of public meetings on the MM project. Rooney explained Old Mill Road residents were kind of wondering about the access to their homes and whether they were going to be able to even get to their homes.
Well, the DOT doesn't have it included in their project. It's not necessary for them to do the realignment. What does that mean? That means there's going to be kind of brand new road here with an unfinished section at the end. So Alderman Widener, I guess, talked to some of her constituency and they'd like to have a public hearing held on this. So we can schedule a project to get this last section done essentially next year when the rest of this is done.
Rooney adding that he's still talking to DOT about maybe dovetailing Old Mill Road onto the MM38 project while the affected residents would still have a say in the end through a public hearing. The new road surface, by the way, if it's supported by the residents, would be asphalt. And an iconic downtown Milwaukee eatery suddenly closes. Carl Rausch's restaurant posting that announcement on its Facebook page Sunday, thanking patrons for 113 years of support. The message including, Carl Rausch has served its last schnitzel and raised its last beer. Thank you for the memories. We love you, Milwaukee. The establishment, well known for its German cuisine, had just reopened last year after renovations. The latest is to unfold this week in what's turned into a very public disagreement between the Racine Unified School District and the Village of Sturtevant over needed permission to open and operate the real school in the Sportsplex building. The village wants, among other things, financial compensation for lost tax base, as well as specific conditions on using that facility unless there's written permission. The school board has a closed meeting at 6 o'clock tonight on the village's demands, a news release indicating those demands have grown to 35. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen in that release says, quote, many of the demands are within statutory authority of the school board and district administration, not the village of Sturtevant, unquote. It also goes on to say that the village won't consider the conditional use permit now until April 13th, which would be 2 weeks past the deadline to get construction going to open up this fall. Sturtevant Administrator Mary Cole in a news release says, the real issue is the revenue-generating component of the Sportsplex. In an effort to reach the construction timeline for the school, the village developed separate terms and conditions that individually apply to the real school and to the Sportsplex. This was unacceptable to RUSD. We are now productively working with the district to develop terms and conditions for that facility, which are acceptable to both parties, unquote. The village board is scheduled to meet at its regular time for this week on Thursday. Of course, it's been changed for Tuesday because of the election. Racine County Board's Health and Human Development Committee, along with the Human Services Board, recently got some words about the pros and cons of Governor Walker's proposed budget and the impact on human services from Director Hope Otto, talking about the many positives when it comes to things like Medicaid help for the elderly, blind, and disabled on income limits and purchase. HR staffer Michelle Goggins pointed out that the 60-40 Medicaid equation and a growing aging population actually could mean lower reimbursements on the way.
If the state has the match of the 40%, they will draw down federal 60 cents on a dollar into infinity as long as they meet the eligibility criteria that has been set forward. These new models cap that. So as you go into an environment where you're trying to serve more people with some certain amount of money, you will get to a point where rates could be reduced. In order to cover more, we could go back to, you know, all different kinds of changes around spousal impoverishment and anything. It's really unknown.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave explaining the Medicaid reimbursement issue. That's a key concern to Racine County and how the federal government tackles it this summer. Village of Summers has a new Superline ambulance that is expected to be serving the community for maybe the next 15 years or so. Built by Lifeline, an employee-owned ambulance builder in Iowa, it was purchased for just under $205,000 budgeted. Features include a heavy-duty chassis, liquid ride suspension that's geared at less maintenance, also four-wheel drive, the first and only such ambulance, according to a release, like it in this area. It also has traffic preemption capabilities on select traffic lights in both Summers and in the city of Kenosha. Baker makes better, apparently, for the Racine Public Works Department. A recent request into the Common Council to amend the purchase of 2 5-yard dump trucks in favor of just 1 6-yard truck, but with some additional capabilities, like a big wing plow and brining equipment when it comes to snow plowing.
What we typically do with our snow plowing, we have 2 5-yard dumps out there, one doing the plowing, one doing the salting. Under this new scenario, going to a 6-yard dump, we put the e-poke system, the brine machine, in the back of it, and as well as put the wing plow on it. And what we can do then with one vehicle is do the plowing and the salting at the same time, which would be a benefit to our snow plow operation. Also scales back on the number of trucks we need at one time, you know, it's one less we need out on the street during the snow plowing operation.
Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Meek talking to the Finance Committee about it, saying it would cost about $100,000, which the full council later approved without comment. And just a reminder, if you are going to the Brewers home opener this afternoon or any game at Miller Park this season, for that matter, tobacco products cannot be used inside the stadium except in designated areas. Milwaukee Common Council voted last year to ban the use of all tobacco products at sporting venues. This is the first season of it at Miller Park, and the ball players are affected by it as well. What are those designated areas? The outer plaza areas on the field level near Section 106. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm going to do something here first before we sign off, Mike, and it's going to be coming up at the top of the hour. Something coming out of Russia now, multiple reports of deaths and explosions on a subway system in the city of St. Petersburg. The Russian media, including the TASS news agency, indicating explosions at two stations, killing maybe a dozen people, injuring 30. This again coming out of St. Petersburg, Russia, so we'll hear more about it at the top of the hour.